today at cfrc.ca.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And we got 30 years of nonsense coming right at you.
We had some nonsense this week.
Yeah, so we went to Toronto yesterday.
Well, we tried to go to Toronto yesterday.
And we got stuck in a snowstorm.
Right. It took us 6 hours to get to Toronto yesterday.
Yeah, and the first 4.5 were spent sitting between Trenton and Brighton.
Right.
500 feet from the en route.
Right.
And then we moved into the en route because I think other cars in front of us also moved into the en route. So we were able to get into the en route. And then it looked like it cleared up. So we got back on the highway and sat for another hour and a half.
But it didn't. Always trying to look on the bright side. Basically, the way I was approaching it is, well, this stinks. However, it is better than the day the people are having who are in the accident.
Oh, yeah. The cars and the trucks and all the stuff that was upside down.
Yeah.
Not good.
So be safe out there, folks. And when they say be careful on the 401, definitely be careful on the 401 because it is dangerous and there's lots of stuff that can happen in the winter. But we made it safe and sound and we went to a holiday party for Terry's Industry Association, which was lovely. It was at the Fairmont downtown last night. And we had a lovely time, but we got up at 6 a.m. and drove home. We were literally in our driveway by 8:30, which meant this morning it only took us 2.5 hours to get home, which is exactly what it should take.
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, it was fun. It was a good party. We didn't go wild. I mean, we were back
in the room. Oh, no, we were in our room before 10. We're not crazy. You know that song? I don't know who sings it, but that song where he talks about we're going to go crazy and order an appetizer.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and pick a card.
Yeah.
We should play that song.
Yeah, we should.
Because that's actually us.
Yeah, no.
It's crazy when we have dessert.
Yeah, no, we had to shut it down by at least 10 o'clock because, yeah, we get up at 5 a.m. every day. So nothing changes.
Also, we spent 6 hours in the car, so I was kind of tired. My back was kind of sore.
Yeah.
But again.
Food was good. People were good. It was 600 people. It was a good night.
Yeah, it was an awesome night. Yeah. So we always have some nonsense going on. Today, we are going to do part two of the greatest movie music of all time because last week's episode was so popular. We got some great feedback and continue to receive great suggestions either with people we saw in person or on social. So that was really fun. And we're going to jump in today and continue this theme.
Yeah, I mean, I started like right away on Sunday when we were talking that we were going to continue it on. And I had my three songs before I think you even thought of yours.
I thought of mine yesterday because I had 6 spare hours.
Yeah.
we did a lot of things in the car.
I mean, I could go on and on, but these three are pretty interesting songs. I play them a lot, actually, at different events and stuff. And it's funny. We were telling friends of ours yesterday that we were Simon. We went through the whole list, but one of them obviously is Simon and Garfunkel.
Don't give it away.
Wow.
It's not your first one.
No, it's not. But anyway, I was telling them about it, and the first thing she said was the movie, right? She was like, oh, The Graduate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's some interesting facts that go around that one as well. But my first one today is a movie from, I think it was 1978. Yeah. So it's based on a musical, and it is the film Grease and the song Summer Nights.
Who doesn't love the movie Grease?
Yeah. So it's, for me, it's iconic. It's kind of like my first kind of what I thought American high school was going to be like, or what American high school.
We're just saying you just got into Canada.
Yeah.
So it was released in 1978. You were released in 1971. So you would have been seven when the movie was out. But you said you didn't see it till 79.
Yeah, 79 or 80. I didn't see it till I was here.
So you were in Canada.
I was in Canada, and I think I was probably in grade 5 or 4 or something.
You would have been pretty young for sure.
Yeah. So, but it was.
I bet you watched it at home with your parents, probably in your jammies.
Oh, we did.
You didn't go to the movies or whatnot. No. So don't forget, I was a big girl and I was 3 years older than you. So I think I did see it at the movies with my friends. Probably one of the first movies I saw with my friends that and 9 to 5 when I was finally allowed to go to the movies by myself. Around that whole same kind of era, but that was when I remember seeing it for the first time. But yeah, it was so cool. And if you watch it now, it's so bad. Like the acting is just cheesy and the whole thing is cheesy. But at the time, that was high tech and cutting edge.
Yeah. For me, I like the car scenes and, you know, and yeah, I do like this song, but it's Summer Nights. It's Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. I mean, but the movie for me was just like what I thought America or North America was going to be like, and it's not.
Well, it kind of was at that time.
I guess. I mean, but it was all those skirts. It was really reliving kind of the 50s, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it was soda shops and poodle skirts.
Very Happy Days-esque as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's all around that same time, right? That Happy Days, Facts of Life.
Welcome
Back, Cotter.
WKRP.
Yeah.
So here's the secret. We actually, for anybody who follows WKRP, will get this. In our calendars, the appointment that we have at 4 on Thursday says appointment with Dr. Fever.
Yeah, it is appointment with Dr. Fever because we thought it was funny.
We thought it was funny because we feel like Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's start with this song and then see where we go with this.
Okay.
But yeah, here we go.
Bopping in the studio here.
It is really a great way to kick off the show. I got to be honest, it's a fun song.
It is.
You got some fun facts about this, and I knew a couple of them, but I didn't know this first one.
Okay.
About Sandy.
Okay. So Sandy's character was originally written to be an American, but when Olivia Newton-John was cast, she was from Melbourne, Australia, and they liked her so much that they rewrote it such that the character's last name became Olson, but it was originally planned to be Dombrowski. So that's a fun fact that they actually changed the nationality of the lead character for Olivia Newton-John. All right. Do you know why the movie is named Grease?
I did know this. So I didn't know about the whole bit of it, but I knew that it had a lot to do with the greasy hair, the food, and the engines. And it was kind of that era, right? So
Yeah. I thought it made sense. Yeah. However, do you know what they called it in Mexico and Venezuela?
No, but I did see that. So it was called Vaselina.
That's funny, isn't it?
It is pretty funny. So, but I guess it's just that Grease may be that translation to Vaseline.
I guess so. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Another fun fact is Rizzo's hickeys were real.
Yeah, that I did not know.
I don't know who was given Rizzo hickeys during the movie making, but they were real.
Yeah, and then the male group in the movie, they were called the T-Birds, but in the musical, they were called the Burger Palace Boys. Right. I don't remember that.
We didn't see the musical. Unless you saw it before me, which I'm pretty sure you didn't.
No.
We've not seen Grease the musical. We should.
Yeah, now that you've said it, we definitely should. But yeah, no, but I would have figured, I don't know.
Why they changed it.
Yeah. Now, this is a cool fact. Actually, this is a really cool fact, so you can tell this.
Okay, so the authentic, original, iconic leather jacket and pants that Sandy wears in the last scene, she actually charity auctioned off for $405,000 for the benefit of her cancer research society. And she's passed now, right? From cancer, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so. He's going to Google it. But I'm pretty sure that she passed away from cancer, and that's really sad. So in her honor, we will always love and adore Grease. My next pick is the song You've Lost That Loving Feeling. And the movie it is from is Top Gun. I don't know if I had to tell anyone that. We actually have a very close friend of ours who proposed to his fiance publicly singing this song. So there was a public proposal from one of our friends. He got all of his friends and family together at a local establishment. All the guys were required to wear white t-shirts. And he surprised her. He said he was going to the washroom. And when he came back, he had a microphone that Terry provided, of course. And he was singing You've Lost That Loving Feeling. And then also about 30 of his friends and family came out singing it behind. So we reenacted the scene from Top Gun. And he proposed to her right then and there. And thankfully, she said yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good.
So I'm going to jump back for a second.
I knew you were going to.
Yeah, I'm
going to.
Just because of the Olivia Newton-John thing, because it's really interesting to me. So born in 1948, died in 2022. So she was 73 years old. And she got first diagnosed with cancer in 92. So she fought it for 30 years.
That's really good for her.
Yeah.
Like great that she fought it for 30. She put up a good fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she may have died at 73 anyways.
Yeah, so she was 73. Dame Olivia Newton-John passed away peacefully at her home at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by her family and friends.
So, okay. Well, back to my lighter note about an engagement publicly.
Sorry, I just...
I know, you got distracted. You went down a rabbit hole and there was a squirrel.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what happens. But back to our engagement story. I do love this song and it is an epic scene from Top Gun. But what I wanted to ask you, Terry, was did you like better the original Top Gun or the remake recently of Top Gun?
So hands down, the original.
I agree, but they did a very good job of the remake. I would watch them back to back.
So it's not a remake. It's a sequel.
Well, it's not a remake. You're right.
Right? It's a sequel to it. So it's Tom Cruise coming back 20 years later or 40 years later, really.
Right.
What was the original movie? 1986. Yep. And this one was what? 27?
Oh, I don't know. Like 2020? 2 years ago or something like that. Yeah. I don't think I wrote that down. But yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. We have some fun facts.
2022,
about,
yeah.
Look at you being smart. It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Do you remember what we had for breakfast this morning? No.
I had a Red Bull.
Yeah, we did have Red Bulls because it was 6 a.m. We were driving from Toronto.
Yeah.
The breakfast of champions. At any rate, our fun facts about Top Gun is that Tom Cruise is actually a pilot.
As is John Travolta, though.
Yes, he is. That's correct. You're right. And he did all his own dancing in everything that John Travolta has ever been in, including Hairspray. He did all that singing and dancing in Hairspray.
Oh, when he was...
He was the mother.
The mom.
Yeah. It was That's very good in that. I love that. That was kind of like a time when our daughter was growing up and I saw Hairspray like 1,000 times because we loved it and I could sing every word of it, word for word.
We're going to actually have to do theater music.
We are going to have to do theater music because we talk about theater a lot and we like theater a lot, but... I digress.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise is a real pilot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He also does all his own stunts, like I said, like in his old movies and things like that.
I feel like he's timeless too. He doesn't look like he's aged. I feel like he is a time traveling wizard.
He is. It might be some of that Scientology stuff though.
Yeah.
Maybe they give him some kind of Scientology serum where you don't age.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Some of the things you hear about Tom Cruise and Scientology is just wild.
Yeah, we're going to leave that alone.
We are.
Okay. The pilot is a real life Top Gun instructor. So Heater was a character. And he was a former F-14 air show demonstration pilot and the Top Gun instructor in the movie. So that was very interesting. And in the sequel, I guess, it was Miles Teller that played the lead role. He also did a fantastic job. And it's so funny because I remember him from like one of those goofy Nickelodeon shows the kids used to watch. And then he grew up and got hot. It's weird. I can't look at this kid and think like, yeah, that's the kid that was on the goofy show, whatever my kids used to watch. And I was a grown man and he's playing Top Gun sequel.
Do you know where Tom Cruise was born?
No, I don't.
Syracuse, New York.
That's strange because that's not very far from here.
No, it's like 2 hours from here. It's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, he was born in Syracuse, New York, July 3rd, 1962.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say about Miles Teller is they let him choose his own call sign for the role. So Teller chose Rooster because it was the same as his Goose character, which was his dad in the movie, which made perfect sense, which was great. And so that's a lot of interesting stuff.
I got one more.
Okay.
How many times has Tom Cruise been married? Think about it.
There was, the Latin lady, whatever her name was, and then Nicole Kidman, and then Katie Holmes. Mm-hmm.
So and
then there
Rogers.
May have been, I forgot.
It's only three.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was married to Nicole Kidman and Mimi Rogers and Katie Holmes.
That's it.
What about the Spanish lady?
Nope, never
married. Was married to her? I don't remember who she was, but I feel like she was kind of Latin looking or something.
Yep. Nope, only her. The three ladies.
Okay.
So 87 to 90, Mimi Rogers, then Nicole Kidman, 90 to 2001. And then Scientology put him together in 2006 to 2012. And that's when he was married to Katie Holmes. That was that whole Scientology thing.
Yes, I do remember all of that. So let's go ahead and play this song, which I already forgot what it was, to be honest.
Come on. You've lost that loving feeling.
You've lost that loving feeling. I just started thinking too much about Top Gun.
So what's funny about that is we played Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes last week. And Bill Medley is one of the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, that is interesting.
You didn't know that, did you?
I think you've told me before, but I might not have been listening.
That is also fair. All right, I'll play this for you.
Okay.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love. No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something.
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day. So don't let it slip away.
Another great movie.
Yeah, that's a
another
good,
great song too.
Just heartfelt, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
all right, let's keep rolling so we can cover lots today. What's your next song?
Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Right.
Love this song.
It is a good song. I have it on my playlist actually because it just kind of makes me happy.
Yeah, it's funny because I was thinking it was from a different movie.
You're not that attached to the B movie, and all over the internet it says this song is from the B movie. Yeah. And I'm sure it's in the B movie, but it's not from the B movie originally.
No, and it's actually from The Parent Trap, the remake of The Parent Trap.
Right.
But it's not the Beatles doing it in The Parent Trap, right? It's a cover.
Okay.
But it is them, right? So it's the song. And I was looking up all the other songs that were kind of in the Parent Trap, and this is the Lindsay Lohan version, right?
Again, that was the time when our daughter was a preteen, and we watched that 1,000 times as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's L-O-V-E, Nat King Cole, there's Do You Believe in Magic, the Loving Spoonfuls on it. There She Goes by The Laws.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, I know. There's so many great songs.
That
Bad to the Bone.
That was a good soundtrack.
It was an incredible soundtrack, and that's probably... But I play this song every time I get a chance. So, I mean, just even in background music, like we were talking about last night, where the DJ last night at the function we were at, for whatever reason, he chose 1983 music. And stuck with 1983.
He did. We were predicting. It was like Air Supply, REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah. He did a couple of he'd step back a little bit and then did some Commodores. And but he was literally sitting around 1983, did some George Michael, did some Culture Club.
We didn't mind.
Oh, no.
But the younger people there might have not known what was playing. Our table was happy with it.
Yeah, I'm sure half of them didn't even know that it was... who they were.
Oh, right. They probably weren't born, for sure.
But you had people up dancing on the dance floor during dinner because of it, because mm-hmm. it was so good. So this movie, or this music, for me, that song is just fantastic. I mean, I love Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Let me just say a couple of the other fun facts before we do that, because the Beatles songs are used in everything.
Yeah, and they're even used in, and the other one, it was a real tough decision for me for... Twist and Shout from right. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well, we talked a lot about that last week.
Right.
So we picked something different.
Yeah.
But that was also one of the songs. And then All You Need Is Love was from the movie Love Actually in 2003. Hey Jude was from the movie The Royal Tenenbaums in 2001. Come Together was in A Bronx Tale in 1993. And there was actually a Beatles song in The Social Network, which was 2010. It was Baby You're a Rich Man.
Yeah. And it's funny because their songs are timeless.
Right.
And when I was growing up, I had two friends. They were two brothers, and they lived just down the street from me. And they were huge Beatles fanatics. And the one brother, who was a little older, he had all this, Beatles kind of information. He was like almost like a conspiracy theorist. He was like, oh, you know, John Lennon's not dead. It's this and it's that. And if you play the song backwards.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember all this stuff?
Yeah,
like
play it, the song backwards. Yeah, it's a hidden,
you know,
message.
Yeah, but, you know.
I think my sister and I tried it in the basement on the record player.
And it just sounded terrible. Mm-hmm. We did play it in his basement. We tried that whole thing. But I mean, you know, I have the Blue Album, the Red Album on CD. Not in album form.
You probably have it in album form. We have a lot of albums.
I have Abbey Road, and I think that's probably one of my favorite albums as well. And again, this is music that my parents brought me up on. So, and I'm sure you guys, your parents listen to that kind of music as well. So it's that kind of genre and that generation. I find it timeless.
Yeah, I agree.
Really,
let's,
really timeless.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's go.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
All right. Well, that was cool. That song's awesome. So what I wanted to tell you is the person that actually did the cover, his name was Bob Khalil, and he was actually a New York rapper, which doesn't, you know, I've got to go back and listen to his version of it again.
So he was the one who sang it in the Parent Trap. It wasn't the Beatles version?
No, it wasn't the Beatles version at all. It was just a really cool cover.
Oh, interesting.
And I wanted to play the Beatles version because people would be like,
Beatles. Yeah. I don't think we've played any Beatles yet. So this would probably be the first time.
Yeah, I think so.
And we should.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're very good. Apparently people like them.
You're too funny.
Okay, yeah. Moving on. So my next pick is from Mamma Mia. So Mamma Mia is a cult classic. There are people who are just fanatical about Mamma Mia. We know some of them. I think our daughter actually put together a whole Steget weekend based on Mamma Mia theme for her best friend.
Yeah.
And they met in Montreal and had a whole Mamma Mia themed weekend. So that's really fun. And the girl who was the bride in this case is definitely a Mamma Mia fanatic. It is fantastic. We have seen it many times. We have seen it both the movie and we have seen the Broadway play. And I'm sure we've seen other versions.
We just saw the version over in...
We saw it in Toronto. We saw it at Mirvish.
Yeah.
We saw it at the Gann Playhouse.
Which was amazing.
It was the touring company.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It was amazing.
Same version you would have probably seen on Broadway or on Mirvish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting fun fact I just thought I'd share with everybody. So our daughter just moved to Moose Jaw, which is Regina. And Regina gets good theater,
Saskatchewan.
Too.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
No, Moose Jaw is not Regina.
Moose Jaw is near Regina. Moose Jaw slash Regina.
And
they get great theater as well because they got the touring company of
Book of Mormon this
week.
Yeah, we sent them to see the Book of Mormon.
We sent them to see because they had no furniture in their house and nothing to do. So we sent them to go see the Book of Mormon. They said it was fantastic. It was also the touring company. We digress though, because again, we're talking about theater like we like to.
Yeah.
So, however, which version did you like the best? Do you remember?
Of the show?
I don't think you loved the movie.
No, I didn't. I'm pretty sure I would have fallen asleep. So I've got to say, I really liked the Gann Playhouse version. And I think it's because we've seen so much theater now. I'm starting to recognize people from other shows.
We're members and sponsors of the Thousand Island Playhouse.
Yeah.
And some of the people are repeat actors and actresses.
No, but we saw the mom from Mamma Mia was the mom in Dear Evan Hansen that we saw in New York City. So
it took me a while. I was like, where do I know this lady from?
And then you read the playbill and it speaks to it.
I kept wanting her to sing, How Do I Find a Map? Or Where Do I Get a Map?
Yeah.
She needed to bust into that one.
No, it was a really good show. But this, I love Mamma Mia. And I mean, so the really interesting thing for me is like last night, and it's when you talk about people love Mamma Mia, our administrator that was with the association for 30 years, there was a reason why Mamma Mia came on last night. Now, it wasn't this song. It was Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Right.
A Man After Midnight, right?
Yeah.
And that literally has been played at every holiday party forever.
Really? For her?
Yeah, for her. So for 30 years, that's how we start the function. And the guy screwed up because it was a new DJ last night. And he started with something different. And Kyle, who's one of the past presidents, ran up on the stage and said the next song has to be this.
Oh, interesting. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't. But it's just one of those fun facts that I remember about things from being at functions. And I mean, she sings it at karaoke when you're with her. And you know,
she's a great lady.
Yeah, she is a great lady.
She's a great lady.
She was telling me last night that she's 78 years old. She's retired.
She does not look 78.
No, she's stunning for 78. But she's retired now completely. And she's just kind of enjoying her life finally.
Well, other friend. We were with some other friends last night and the husband is recently retired. And we said, what are you doing? He's like, nothing.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
However, back to Mamma Mia.
Yeah,
I did have some fun facts I wanted to share about that. So it ran on Broadway from 2001 to 2015. So that's 14 years on Broadway.
But it's not the longest running show.
No.
It's the ninth.
I'm trying to think about who it is. It was Cats, but I think Cats got
beat
dethroned
out
by something else, and I don't remember what it was.
The Phantom of the
Don't
Opera.
Sing on the air.
Okay. Wasn't it?
Anyways, we'll look that up.
Yeah.
And the Broadway run of Mamma Mia had 5,773 performances and grossed over $600 million. So it was very successful, suffice to say. The movie premiered in London in June 2008, and it was the highest grossing musical film worldwide and the highest grossing movie in the UK and Irish film box office of all time.
Well, it's cool. The Irish part I like.
You like anything where I say Irish.
Yeah, so yeah, that's good. Absolutely. So do you want me to tell you the top 10 longest Broadway shows? Because no. We're talking about it. Come on, let me tell you. Because I was right.
Well, that's what matters.
It is. So number one, obviously, Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Right? Number two, Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't seen it, but I think we're seeing it. We might have bought tickets.
Lion King was number three.
Thinking about buying tickets or something happened about tickets.
Lion King.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Loved it. Haven't seen the movie yet. I hear it's a 3.5-hour movie. That's a big commitment.
Yeah, we're going to wait till it comes on.
We're going to see it in the basement.
Cats.
Saw it.
Les Mis.
Saw it.
Number six. Yeah, absolutely. Chorus Line.
Nope.
Oh, Calcutta.
Nope.
Then Mamma Mia.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Just rounding out outside the top 10 in 11th, Rent, one of my favorite shows.
That was like it was the OG for
it
us.
It was. And then number 12, Book of Mormon.
Okay.
Jersey Boys.
Okay.
Miss Saigon.
We only have so much time.
I'm just going to give you the top 20 now because I'm into it. Aladdin was 15.
Okay.
42nd Street, then Grease, then Hamilton. 19, Fiddler on the Roof, great show. And then number 20, Life with Father.
I don't know anything about that one. Talking about Mamma Mia. What fascinates me about Mamma Mia is how they actually took ABBA songs and wrote a whole play around it. And they do work completely when you listen to the lyrics of the ABBA songs and how they spun it into a story. So whoever the writer was brilliant. The people who acted in the movie were Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, Stellan, someone I can't say, Christine, someone else I can't say, and Julie Walters. Skarsgård. Okay. Why don't we play it? And then we're going to have to come back and talk about our weekends because we're already at the halfway point.
Oh, we are not. We are. Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Mamma Mia.
Show again, my mind, just how much I missed you, Mamma Mia. No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
All right. What'd you think of Mamma Mia?
I was dancing in my seat, as I always do when we hear any Mamma Mia music.
All right, let's talk nonsense. What's going on this week? So tonight, I'm playing tonight. I'm doing Throwback Thursday, we'll call it tonight.
So Friday Night Terry Trivia is now Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, tonight. So we're doing our trivia.
This week and next week.
Yeah. So the next 2 weeks at the Lofanale, we're doing our trivia night on Thursday night. So same format, same everything. So tonight, actually, our rounds are 60s, 70s at 7, 80s at 8, 90s at 9, 2000s at 10. And again, it's mixed up in all different genres, but there was, instead of actually doing theme rounds this week, I thought I'd take a week off of doing that. There's a couple other themes I'm working on. Summon a generation. My gosh, I'm tongue-tied.
We can't say it because we can't do it because we can't say it.
Yeah. So no, but and we've been watching that guy on, was it Instagram or TikTok?
It's TikTok. There's a couple of them that are doing it. They're very right.
And it's so funny. You know, you put on a song and literally everybody's head turns.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to do a summon a generation. I'm also going to do top TikTok songs. Because a lot of people watch TikTok and it's going away in January if Trump gets in. So I might as well do it now before it all goes away.
Okay. So then what are you doing Friday night? Which is why you can't do trivia Friday night.
Well, I can't do trivia on Friday night because they actually had a hall booked.
Also have a private party.
I do. I have a private party on Friday night.
It's for Christmas season for DJs.
Yeah. So we have a big function tomorrow night as well at a private hall, and I'm actually DJing tomorrow night. There's no trivia involved that I'm aware of. Who knows? It could end up being trivia as well, but maybe just fun during dinner. But then, and then you've got an open house.
Yeah, we have some stuff. So let's put it this way. So tonight I'm going with you. After we leave here, we're going directly over to Lofanale. Tomorrow is actually my brokerage's Christmas party tomorrow evening. So I'm likely to go there for a little while because you're out anyway. So I may as well go and hang out with the people that I work with, which is going to be a fun evening. And then Saturday, I have an open house at my house on the water on the St. Lawrence. So 6 Vanston, if anyone knows anyone interested, it's a beautiful house and I'd love to get it sold for the holidays for them. And Sunday, we have the Toastmasters Christmas party, which you said I didn't tell you about.
You didn't. You were like,
it doesn't matter.
You told me on the way here.
You
were like, because I said I wanted to do some stuff on Sunday. And you're like, yeah, after Toastmasters. So.
Well, it's very fun. You know how much I love Toastmasters and it's a great group. And we're actually doing it at the Royal George, which is the waterfront condo building right down on Ontario Street.
Okay, that guy's
awesome. And the reason one of the members hosts it every year, which is so gracious of him. We really appreciate that. But if we show up by an exact time, we get to watch the sunset from the upstairs patio of the building.
It's a night thing?
It's mid after. I think he said sunsets at like 3:46, be there for that time or something,
sunset's
or 4:40. I don't know.
Man.
It's on the whatever. We'll be home by 7. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We'll be home by 7. So we have our normal nonsensical weekend and lots of craziness going on, but it's going to be lots of fun. And we're literally booked pretty much every day, night, and weekend now till the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then when we do our other big thing, we're going on a cruise.
Yeah. There's just so much going on.
We will be sharing officially soon that New Year's Eve, well, we're sharing it now, but New Year's Eve is officially our 30-year anniversary.
It's our 30 years of nonsense.
Right. And we will be on a cruise ship.
We will.
So this will be pre-recorded for that week because we will be on a cruise ship.
Imagine them letting us record, just go live from a cruise ship. Hi, we're in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, that would be insane.
Right. No, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that, but we'll play some yacht rock, I think, maybe that week.
I don't know. We're going to do a pre-record anyway.
Yeah, for sure. So I brought this book along today, and you keep asking me what the book's about.
Why is the book in my way?
I got this book. It was
a gift.
I bought
that for you.
Yeah, I know. And it's 1,001 songs you must hear before you die, and 1,001 songs, or 10,001 you must download. So I've been tagging songs.
I bought it for you for bathroom reading.
Yeah, I know, but
then they invented cell phones, so you didn't need a book for bathroom reading. So what did you tag? Please share with
us. No, I'm not going to share it with you. I'm going to actually do 1001 songs. I'm going to pick some of them going right back. So the songs go way back, and I mean,
this would be better if it was YouTube, because you could visually see him.
Yeah, but what we'll do is
we'll take a
photo of it, right? So it goes right back to the 1950s or pre-50s. So I'm gonna put on some songs from the 50s.
Okay.
And I'm kind of almost going to do, and I think next week if we can, we would do almost like the trivia. So we'll do 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Like, I'm going to find my favorite 50s song, my favorite 60s.
Great.
My favorite
that means 70s. You're doing all the prep work next week.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but, well, see, because you already told me what you have to do next week, and I think you're in and out of Toronto 4 times.
I am.
And a couple of court things, which is work related. He's not in trouble, but court things and a whole lot of other stuff. So we'll see if you do that research. Week. Okay, let's keep rolling. And you really want to talk about the next song, which is Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel from the movie The Graduate. And all I have to say about that is I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, you haven't even seen the movie.
I'm not sure. It probably was on my parents' TV when I was a child, but I wasn't paying any attention. So I can say that I have not sat down focused and watched it. But now I researched a little bit about it. It looks kind of interesting. Maybe I should watch it.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
And I do know the song, but you talk about it.
So I'm going to talk about the song more than the movie. So the song is interesting because Simon and Garfunkel were actually hired to write the music for Mrs. Robinson. Originally was meant to be Mrs. Roosevelt. I don't know if you know that. So,
I do not.
Yeah. So the original title of the song so Mrs. Robinson is the older woman in the movie.
I read that right? Benjamin Braddock has an illicit affair with her.
Yeah, yeah. But what's interesting is she's actually, what I remember from actually knowing about the movie, she's only a couple of years older than him.
But she was 6 years older than him.
Yeah, she wasn't that
Look
much
at
older.
That. I have the details. It Perfect. Was Anne Bancroft.
Yeah.
And Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. So Dustin Hoffman had that baby face, though, in the movie. But what the interesting fact about this song is Simon and Garfunkel were paid a lot of money to write this song for the movie. They never finished it. All they did was loop the first verse over and over in the movie.
Good for them.
So the song wasn't even finished when it was put on the movie. But it went into post-production, had to get done, had to get finished. So they literally just they got paid a lot of money.
Great.
And they finally did finish the song. But for the movie itself, it's actually not a completed song. It's not a huge long song. And when we were, and this is the part I was telling you about, or we were talking about yesterday. So when I brought it up, our friends, Jen and Pete, were like, oh my God, did you know they got back together? And we're like, yeah, we had tickets to their concert.
We were supposed to see them in, I think, April of 2020.
Yeah.
And we all know that didn't happen.
No, it was terrible. And now from what I understand, they're just rebooking their tour. So we will see them. I love Simon and Garfunkel. And again, I just keep thinking of all the music that my parents brought me up around. And this was probably been one of my favorite bands that my parents. The Graduate won 5 Golden Globes and was nominated for 7 Academy Awards, winning Best Director. I mean, movie's fantastic. Yeah, it's a great movie.
I'm sure you'll make me. I'll do that as homework this weekend.
Yeah. But let's play the song because, it's fantastic.
Okay.
stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
You can try to be-
thought we'd do head-to-head right there on that one. Going right back.
Back to back.
Yeah.
You said head to head.
Oh, well, you know.
That's different.
It is the same thing, in my opinion.
Well, I do thank you for throwing that one in, because that was one of my movie choices from last week from Coyote Ugly, and we didn't get the opportunity to play it last week. So thank you for playing it today for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't get to play the whole thing because I want to, let's talk quickly about our Sum 41 contest.
Yes, we're very close to the formal announcement about our Sum 41 tickets. We have two sets of tickets to give away, and it's going to also mean an adventure to Toronto with us. And we are just in the final processes of the finalizing the rules, which probably will release next week.
Yep.
We're just waiting for our social media manager to put together some graphics and some details on the rules, and then we're going to be releasing it.
But here's the thing. If you come up tonight at our show and you say the word Sum 41, I'll put your name down so you get an extra ticket.
You can't change the rules live on the air.
I just did.
We had 6 hours in the car yesterday to make up the rules, and that's a new one.
I know, but that's how I roll.
I know that.
It's 30 years of nonsense.
I'm fully aware of that. So now I'm going to have to keep a list of anybody who comes up tonight to say that. You're not going to. You're going to say, tell Sherry.
Well, that's part of the list.
It's like when you need to e-transfer people money.
Oh, I love that.
We always say, like, Tara, do you know how to e-transfer? He's like, yeah, I tell Sherry and she does it.
Yeah. I love when people go, hey, could you e-transfer me? And I go, yeah, just flip me your contact information. You're going to get an email from this person named Sherry. This person named Sherry.
I think I'm a little more than this person.
But they don't know who it is half the time. They're just like, oh, okay.
Depends on who it is. I hope that anybody knows you knows that I'm well attached to you.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying for people that don't know us. Anyway, don't forget, guys, tonight, just...
Loaf and Ale.
Loaf and Ale tonight, 7 o'clock. It's trivia. 60s, 70s at 7, 80s at 8, 90s at 9. 2000s at 10, come up, say Sum 41. I'll put your name in the draw, but I'll direct you over to Sherry so she can write it down. And let's finish off with a little Sum 41.
Okay, everyone have a great week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Stay frosty.
I knew you were going to say that. Greater